You are tuned in to State of the Arts. I'm Marina Monsiváis. Today, we continue our talk with Felipa Solis of the El Paso ProMusica to keep you up to speed on the annual month-long Chamber Music Festival, which has artists from around the world coming to perform in El Paso. I'm here with Felipa Solis from El Paso ProMusica. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's always wonderful to be here on State of the Arts.
Well, and the next show we get to talk about features Zuul. I mean, we left off talking about Zuul and his quote-unquote fan girls?
Face.
Women?
Yes. Yes. Everybody.
Every fan people.
Fan peeps.
And he's definitely performing.
Yes, and this is what's so wonderful. We have another fantastic collaboration with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra. And that's been so very, very special over the years. And this year, Zuul is the soloist with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra in our annual collaborative concert. He's going to be performing the Dvorak Cello Concerto. And then that Sunday afternoon, it's an afternoon with Mr. Bailey, along with the incredible composer and pianist, Dr. Dominic Dosha from the UTEP Center for Arts Entrepreneurship. He is on the faculty of UTEP's Department of Music. And on Sunday, January 20th, they will be performing together. We'll also have our special overtures pre-concert concert prior to that particular concert. So stay tuned. It should be very, very exciting. And for that concert, it will be Zuul's graduate cello students. So they're absolutely wonderful. But this is another way for Zuul to, again, engage in the community, mm-hmm. engage with students. That particular box lunch that Thursday, January 17th, Dr. Dosha and Dr. Steven Nordstrom will be performing Reflections on a Desert Winter, which is part of their recent recording. And this is inspiration from the beautiful desert Southwest, and their CDs are going to be available at the museum. So they're going to be the special guests for box lunch that week. But it's always very wonderful when we're able to collaborate with the symphony and with Maestro Bohuslav Rate and all of our wonderful friends there. And Zuul will be the guest artist. And after Zuul, it's time to hold on to your hat because Yulia Gorinman, the incredible Russian pianist, returns. She programs and recreates all of the music she plays. She did Scheherazade here the last time she was here, and people were on their feet. This time around, she's going to be doing Chopin preludes a la Yulia. Mm-hmm. And she's also going to be doing the Bach Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 1, which is overwhelming and an overwhelming amount of music. But she has turned this piece around that makes it so incredible. We know that Bach is sitting, listening, and applauding.
He's like, yes, this is who was supposed to play it.
Yulia is just so incredible when performing in El Paso, will only perform with her cowboy boots on. So we hope to take her around to get some more pairs because she wants to show them off around the world.
Oh, yeah. You got to multitask, right? I mean, you said a lot of them like to come eat. She's coming for some boots.
She's coming for some boots. She, too, will do a Twilight tour on January 24th, perform on Friday, January 25th at UTEP, Saturday, January 26th at NMSU's Atkinson Recital Hall, and then Sunday, January 27th at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. And we will also have a pre-concert overtures event that day as well. So it'll be very, very exciting to have Yulia back. She will be doing master classes. I think we talked about her in previous programs.
I remember talking about her.
Yulia is also a woman in construction. She builds homes. So she has a business called A Major Construction, and she just opened B Minor Excavation.
I love it.
She's amazing. And so she'll teach the students about the business of music and how here's the thing you do because you like to do it and it pays the bills. Here's the thing you love that's part of your life.
Right.
And when you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life.
And it seems like one probably helps the other one out tremendously.
Absolutely, because when she needs to chill out, she can just build a fabulous bedroom. And I've seen some of her work, and it's pretty amazing. So she's pretty amazing. So we're so thrilled that Yulia Gorinman is coming back, working with students, performing. You don't want to miss her concert.
Yeah, because I feel like you get a twofer there. You get the business of business and then the business of music.
That's right. And the business of boots.
Right. right. What a cool woman.
She's such a cool woman. And she makes probably the best borscht in the history of mankind. She loves to cook. She loves to bake. She comes to El Paso. She goes to any community. And everyone is just, it's like a lightning bolt that just comes in. So we're thrilled about Yulia.
So is this one of the cases, instead of you feeding the artist feeds you?
We've had that arrangement, and I'm here to say that it's an arrangement that I kind of enjoy.
I mean, why not, right?
Absolutely.
So who else do you have here? We've got the Cello Rock Band.
Cello Rock.
Yes.
This is crazy. This is break of reality. Yes, they play classical, but they also play every kind of modern music known to man. They are cellos with percussion. Ivan Treviño, one of the great percussionists of our day, is part of this group. They also do the cover for Game of Thrones.
So you've heard it. You know you've heard it.
Remarkable. Yes, you have. Now, here's the thing. They're new. They're young. They're fabulous. But they're going to set the town on fire. Mm-hmm. They are going to do concerts unlike any that you've seen. They'll be part of Bach's Lunch in Las Cruces. They're performing on February 1st at the Rio Grande Theater, which is going to be an ideal location for them. And they come back Saturday, February 2nd to Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall, and they're just going to go on stage and blow everyone away. This is truly out of the box. When Zul has some incredible friends who are cellists, who have joined this group, and it's unbelievable what they're able to achieve because they bring all audiences together. There is no age separation because they can do everything. They do it well, and they do it with so much gusto. So Break of Reality, the Cello Rock Band, is really going to be the perfect way to end the Chamber Music Festival with more than just a bang.
So are they playing original compositions? Or
they're doing
a little bit of everything.
Patrick Layard is the head of the group, and he is an amazing cellist, and he has composed some incredible works. So they're going to be doing a lot of that. So it's a lot of improvisation, a lot of excitement, and it's a cello like you've never heard it before. And we're very, very thrilled because, yes, we're starting out with classical, cool classical, mm-hmm. but we're ending where we're going to rock the
house. With a literal bang.
Little more of a bang.
Okay, so let's regroup again. So if somebody was interested in just one concert or a package or, you know, in attending,
go to eppm.org and get your tickets. Our programs are going to be developed as they happen, so we'll be posting a lot of what they're going to be performing. I will say this, Break of Reality doesn't have a program. They play what they're feeling. And so they announce it, and it's all incredible. They throw in classics, their own compositions, and incredible works of music and rock that we all can identify with.
But this is the beauty of live music, right?
This is everything, because it's what they're feeling and how they do it. And so you can get your tickets at eppm.org, and you can also get them by calling 915-747-8163. Also, remember, Box Lunch is free and open to the public. Packages right now for the Chamber Music Festival are amazing. You can get them online. They've got about a 40% discount on all of the tickets if you buy the package. We have El Paso packages, Las Cruces packages, and El Paso Las Cruces packages. And even if you can't go out to all the concerts,
they're amazing.
Share the wealth. You can use them at any time during the season. All of our tickets are interchangeable, but eppm.org is the place to go for that Chamber Music Festival package. And we want to remind you, too, that all student tickets are $5. Any concert you want to go to is $5. Adult tickets are $25. Senior military are $20. And so we're looking forward to full houses and happy patrons and making incredible music throughout the community, and a lot of hand-holding. We're going to be doing a tremendous amount of outreach, many master classes at UTEP with students at the university level. Young students, we go to the barrio, we go to La Fe, we collaborate with the great Tocando program with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra. And so we're going to be holding hands, and so we're hoping that the 2019 Chamber Music Festival is just one big hug for this community.
Well, it is every year. I mean, I don't think you need to hope that. I mean,
no.
it, But it definitely is. And the community hugs back.
Yes, they do. And so the squeeze continues, yes. By golly.
Yes. Okay, so let's take it from the top in case somebody missed the first half of the show. And let's run through the whole thing because really there is music every day of this month bleeding just a little bit into February.
Absolutely. And when they're not actual concerts, we'll be in outreach doing special events. And you will be hearing about Zul Bailey and that cello everywhere, plus the carbon fiber cello where he can take and play anywhere. So it's super fantastic. So let's pray for good weather as we kick off this Chamber Music Festival on Thursday, January 10th with Bach's Lunch, the free noontime concerts at the El Paso Museum of Art presented by the United Bank of Paso del Norte, and Thursday, January 10th, Twilight Tour, which is fantastic. Get to know the artists at the Star City Studios. Friday, January 11th is the opening of the Chamber Music Festival at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall, another concert on the 12th at NMSU's Atkinson Recital Hall, and then Sunday, January 13th at UTEP Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall at 2 p.m. Remember, overtures, great young artists setting the stage at 1:30, so don't miss that. And then we continue with Zul and the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, and of course a concert with Zul Bailey on Sunday, January 20th, with Dr. Dominic Dosha at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall at 2 p.m. Again, come early and check out some of the great talent that we have at UTEP. Yulia Gorenman, you cannot miss this woman. You will have a new best friend. She lives in Washington, D.C., teaches at American University. But if she meets you, she will love you and correspond with you forever. She is amazing, and her artistry is unsurmountable. Thursday, January 24th, she'll be doing her Bach's Lunch. She'll also be doing a Twilight Tour. You don't want to miss that, talking and hanging out with Yulia. Then Friday, January 25th at Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall, the 26th at Atkinson Recital Hall, and the 27th back at UTEP at 2 p.m. with an overtures concert at 1:30. And then, of course, Break of Reality, rocking you out at Bach's Lunch on Thursday, January 31st, Friday, February 1st at the Rio Grande Theater. That's going to be amazing for our friends in Las Cruces. And Saturday, February 2nd at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. We're not going to do an overtures that night because you have to get ready, because there's going to be some great cello noise, incredible percussion, and a fabulous way to end the festival.
Also, I feel like it cannot be said enough, if you have a student that plays an instrument, take them to one of these shows.
Absolutely.
I mean, I feel like Break of Reality, the cello rock band, would be something great to take a young budding cellist, you know?
A budding cellist?
Middle school,
you know? A guitarist, someone who wants to start a rock band. How does it look? How does it sound? What should it be? And student tickets, again, are only $5. So with that, what a gift for kids to be able to come to concerts. And then even when we're at UTEP Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall or anywhere, the artists come out and meet everyone. They're there to meet everyone, and they're there to engage, and they're there to make our musical community a better place. So the beauty of this year are the great collaborations with the museum, with the symphony, with schools, and of course with the UTEP Center for Arts Entrepreneurship and our great arts departments here at UTEP, especially the UTEP Department of Music headed by Dr. Steve Wilson.
Well, Philippa, we can't thank you and Zul enough for putting together this beautiful Chamber Music Festival for us year in and year out. You are not disappointing with 2019.
Oh, yay. I kind of had a feeling we weren't.
I don't think you are. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you always to you, and thank you to KTEP for always having us and being so generous with your time and your love for music and what we do.
All right. So if you want some tickets to this year's festival, just visit eppm.org. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.